Long, long time ago, the god built a sublime tower named Babel.
No one had ever approached that great tower,
for its location could not be found until then.
That they found a godly tower, Babel. I'm going to see it.
Are you kidding me? You said he just found a famous tower, Babel?
Oh, I'm serious. I'm going to fetch the fairy heading to Babel. Don't get in my way. We're not interested.
Wait for me. I'm going with you. Wait for me.
Voices that touch your heart.
Languages beyond border.
Welcome aboard! Our destination is Babel!
In this culture, how common is it to regularly say I love you?I can't remember a single time that my parents explicitly told me I love you. However, I can clearly remember the day I talked to my dad about King Lear. I told him about how sorry I felt for Lear because he was betrayed by his daughters, Guinevere and Regan. Lear, knowing that he was getting old, decided to split his kingdom among his three girls.He proclaimed that he would give the greatest share to the one who loved him most. So, Guinevere and Regan proceed to deceive their father with lavish expressions of love. Meanwhile, the third daughter, Cordelia, refuses to participate in such false displays. She loves her father too much, and she doesn't want to degrade herself to the level of her sisters. Instead, she says in an aside, "Damn, poor Cordelia, and yet not so. Seems, I'm sure, my love's more richer than my tongue."Lear is deeply offended and, in a cruel twist of irony, disinherits the only child who truly loved him. Sadly, he later gets kicked out of his own kingdom by the two daughters who claim to adore him more than anything in the world.My father's response to my retelling of the story was approximately the following. That's why you don't need to say I love you. Just saying I love you doesn't necessarily mean your love is real. But if you really love someone, you'll show it with your actions.So although I never heard the words I love you from my parents, I always felt loved because they taught me in ways that speak much louder than words. I think many other Chinese feel the same way.
She walks in beauty, George Gordon Byron. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspects and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to goldy day denies. One shade more, one ray less, had half impaired the namely grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, while thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and over that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that wane, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent. A mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. So that's all for now. Until the next time on A Ticket to the Babel.
Sure.